So sacred love is an image of Mary and Jesus with repeated patterns, designs, colour, which helped to give the image movement. What inspired it? It goes back quite a bit, but basically I was on holiday with my husband, and I've been an artist for a long time. I was on holiday with my husband and we were in the Wallace Collection in London, and I came across these lovely Christian icons, and they just really spoke to me, and I just kind of thought, wow, they're fabulous. That's what I'd love to be able to do. I love the pattern in them. I love the mosaic in them. And I wanted to try and kind of do that myself. It just kind of, something clicked in my head. And but more to bring pattern and meaning into a kind of more contemporary approach.
And is kind of religious artwork something you've explored a lot before, or is this the first time?
No. My art has always had a mathematical kind of background to it, even though I didn't see it in the past. I started off with large kind of geometry, kind of large abstracts, and then I moved into a Jackson Pollock style, which still has quite a lot of structure to it. Now, more recently, since my visit to London and just seeing those Christian icons, I just felt that that was something that I needed to do or wanted to do.
And you said that you've always had a bit of a mathematical background. Where do you think that comes from? Are you involved in maths kind of outside your artistic work, or is that almost a bit subconscious?
Absolutely not. I'm an artist, not a mathematician. But I do think that my brain kind of works in that way. I love pattern. I love vision. I love colour. Repeating patterns. I just think this stage that I'm at is like a combination of everything that I love in one kind of, I suppose, in one. It's just what I really like. I'm not sure whether it's a coincidence or not, but my son is doing pure maths at Bristol University at the moment, so.
So there's a bit of maths in there somewhere, perhaps.
Yeah.
how long did it take to actually draw the piece all the way from the kind of the first concept all the way through to what it is now?
Yeah, it's a very, very long process, actually. Initially, I just have to try and come up with a design. This was my first attempt at it. So I kind of look for inspiration through stained glass windows, through religious icons, Christian icons, through my own sketches. And actually I've used AI as well to kind of help bring some of my pieces together. This one in particular was a combination of my sketch and AI.
And that's interesting because a lot of artists are almost very anti-AI, but you're making a conscious decision to actually embrace it.
Yeah, with the old Christian style.
And what do you feel AI actually brings to you? Because, for example, in music, the people I've spoken to, they say that they tend to use it for things that they're not so good at or they particularly don't like, so they can spend more time doing the things that they do like.
For me, it's just a kind of, it's a guidance. It's not really, I don't like the final kind of thoughts, or well, it's not thoughts from AI, but the final pictures that are given in AI. But they do help guide me. But in fairness, I haven't really used it much. I've only just it helped me with this piece a bit. I'm more into stained glass windows and things. But AI, I think it has its place in art as long as the artist is prepared for it to be unique for the artist, as long as they're prepared to change and work with the image that they have in whatever the way they can.
And what does it mean to you to be representing the Isle of Man in an international sci-art competition? That's something I've never had to say before.
It's shocking. I can't even read the title. I think it's kind of in contrast to maths. It's, you know, you don't really expect to see science and religion together. And I was shocked, to be honest, that it was shortlisted, because it's just nice that they can appreciate the beauty and the peace along with the rhythm and the pattern. It's brilliant. It's fantastic. I really love to fly the Manx flag whenever I can. If it gets to the finalist stage, I just would be so proud.
We'll come to how people can vote in just a moment, but the contest is backed by some major scientific institutes. How does it feel to have your work recognised by that kind of panel?
Yeah, it was shocking. About 2 months ago, I applied to a number of competitions with the same piece, and I was shocked to find an email from a professor of probability from UCL saying that it had been shortlisted and just the next process and so on. And quite pleased that they could see the same, like, it's just the way my brain kind of thinks in a way, and I was pleased that they could see the meaning in the art as well as the mathematics.
And how can people obviously view and vote for this piece?
Well, there is a link. It's quite a simple process. If you like the piece, you can simply press this form, you tick H and tick Helen Hughes, and that'll put a vote in for me.
And what is next for you? Is there anything on the horizon, any projects that we can know about?
No, I work every day with my art. I love my art. And I apply every now and then to some competitions. Every so often I just look up to see what sort of competitions might attract me. And there are a few in the horizon. Again, the competitions are just for recognition, to try and get a little bit further with my art. And I'm a member of the Arts Council on the Isle of Man. And mostly I sell most of my work online. I have been doing that for a long time. But I have taken part in exhibitions here. I've had a solo exhibition actually as well. But it was a different style of art. So this is just a new phase in my life.
And what does that actually like entail, bringing a whole exhibition together? Because I can't imagine that's an easy job, all the way from creating the art itself all the way to curating the actual exhibition.
Yeah, it was really exciting, actually. I loved it. I had a lot of the art already produced. Sent off a few images to, I think they're Isle Contemporary now, and they were happy to work with me to go forward and try and put on an exhibition. And it was really, really exciting, successful, and I loved every minute of it.
And when you sit down to create a piece, or you kind of conceptualise a piece of art, are you kind of thinking where it could possibly go in an exhibition? Are you ever building it for an exhibition, or is it purely standalone pieces which you then draw up later?
Well, at the moment, the Christian art is purely just kind of almost like a meditation, nearly. although I do know that I have my artistic background, and obviously I'm applying for competitions, so I do want to go further. I do it mostly out of love and passion, and just kind of the way I am, the way my mind thinks. But sorry, what was the original?
Just take us back as well. Like, when did you first start realising that you wanted to be an artist?
Originally, I have a degree in teaching and art and design. I got that from Belfast. I finished in 2000, I think. I taught for a very long time. Then once I just took the leap and decided that I wanted to go and become an artist full time rather than teaching, really. And luckily I had the support with my husband and stuff. And then went, did it, and just loved every minute of it. In the meantime, I was bringing up my family.
And was that that must have been a nerve-wracking experience.
It was.
Actually going from being in a job where you know you have a paycheck every month to you have no idea when the next one's coming.
Yeah, although I must admit, it was a little bit easier because my husband was fully supportive of my decision and what I wanted to do, so that helped.
And you're the only creative one. You said that one of your children is doing maths, which sounds very analytical and not artistic.
Oh, absolutely not. He's 100%, he wants to be a rock star. He's a musician, which I feel there's a huge link between music and maths. Yeah. He's very, very talented with maths, music, art. But, you know, he dropped it at when he had to choose his GCSEs, his GCSE teacher was saying, no, you must do art. But he had other ideas. He was into science. He was into...
Much to the disappointment of you.
Yeah. Well, not really. It's just, follow your dreams. And yeah, it's just, I think it's nice to be able to see that art and maths can go hand in hand, really.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.